Secretary, please.
Here, please. The other one. Thank you, Madam Chair. I just would like to clarify from the 62nd CECFA meeting the way the exposure assessment was done for ractopamine. In order to illustrate that it is a very conservative estimate and has room for other tissues without having impeding on the ADR or other, leading to health concerns. So the recommended MRLs as for the committee now, they would result in maximum of 84% of the upper band of the ADI based on the following assumption that a person consumes on a daily basis 300 grams of muscle plus 100 gram of liver plus 50 gram of kidney plus 50 gram of fat. Just to illustrate, first of all, kidney and liver are already included in the exposure assessment. It is a very conservative assessment, assuming that all these tissues meats are eaten on a daily basis, which does not occur in practice. And if there would any additional tissues like lung or intestines, they would replace some of the tissues that have been considered in the exposure assessment and not just be added on top of it, because nobody can eat this on a daily basis. So any concern that was raised based on additional tissues not having been considered for a proposal for an MRL, that is not a concern with respect to exceedance of the ADI. One quick comment with respect to the Chinese data, the pig residue trial studies. Unfortunately, they have not been brought to the attention to CECFA. They're very new data that were brought into the last CCRVDF. We have evaluated them as best as we could at the meeting. We had a closer look after the meeting. And as my colleague already explained earlier, the way the method that was used to analyze ractopamine is different from what CECFA recommended as marker residue. Hence, the numerical values appear different. However, if one assumes that some recalculation to match up the residue definition, so to speak, the Chinese studies confirm the MRLs as they have been proposed by CECFA. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, CECFA Secretariat. Let me tell you, delegates, those countries who've requested the floor for the first time, and after reading this list, you can put your flag down, and then we will close the list. I will allow the European Community and China a second round, and the USA. So, please listen carefully. The countries on my list are Tanzania, Poland, Czech Republic, France, Italy, Colombia, Germany, Austria, Croatia, Portugal, Belize, and the United Kingdom. Brazil, as a non-principal in this issue, I'll allow you the second comment because you hosted this meeting. In general, I think we should allow two rounds of comment, but I think we've had I will allow comment, Brazil. But I don't think we can afford the time, and we have had a pretty good hearing of issues. So that's what I will take. Georgia? Okay, we'll take Georgia. And there is a request from an observer organization. We will hear from the observer organization after we have heard from all the member countries. All right, is that a complete list now? All right, let's begin. I freely admit that this may not be in order of the time you raised your flag, but let's be patient and work through Colombia, please.
Simplemente quiero que reflexionemos los países miembros de la Comisión sobre el desenvolvimiento que hemos tenido en esta sesión de la Comisión, la 32ª, sobre la evidencia del principio científico. La Presidencia ha manejado muy bien este criterio desde el día de ayer y esperamos de que se siga manejando en ese mismo sentido. Gracias, señora Presidenta.
Thank you very much for your comment. Colombia, can you clearly state your position with respect to adoption or otherwise?
En esos términos era mi intervención, señora presidenta.
Thank you. I will assume that means you support adoption. All right. Thank you very much, sir. Next, Germany, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for having the opportunity to express our support to the position expressed by China, the European Community, and a lot of other European and non-European members of the Codex Alimentarius. Germany is in favor to send this issue back to the Committee on Step 6 for further consideration. I think if there is doubt on the scientific basis of the risk assessment, and from our point of view there is doubt, there should not be adoption at Step 8. There should be reconsideration at Step 6 in the Committee. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, sir. I remind the delegates to please keep your comments now at this point to supporting adoption, sending it to Step 6, or some other suggestion you might have. Austria, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a brief intervention. The arguments we have carefully listened to convinces us not to adopt the standard at this moment. So we think it would be best to send it back to Step 6 for further technical discussion, including the recent Chinese study. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, sir. Italy, briefly, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je serai bref. Nous désirons soutenir la communauté européenne comme les autres pays qui se sont exprimés pour renvoyer la norme à l'étape 6. Comme a dit le représentant de la Suisse et de la Norvège, c'est nécessaire de reconsidérer les données fournies par la Chine qui a exprimé des préoccupations sur l'adoption de ces LRM. Merci.
Thank you. Madam, again, please keep your intervention short. France, please.
Merci beaucoup, Madame la Présidente. Comme vous l'avez souligné, il s'agit d'une décision importante qui doit être éclairée. Aussi prudente que sont les études, les évaluations disponibles au GECFA, les nouvelles données chinoises n'ont pas encore été prises en compte par ces évaluations, ni leurs spécificités de consommation et d'exposition. Aussi, il nous semble que la procédure normale, c'est donc le renvoi à l'étape 6 pour examen par le CCRVDF. Et donc, nous rejoignons les différentes positions exprimées par la communauté européenne et les autres délégations qui se sont exprimées en ce sens. Manifestement, sur cette question, il n'y a pas consensus, comme l'a très bien souligné le délégué du Zimbabwe. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Madam. Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. In the first session of the Commission, had agreed to hold the maximum residual limits for Act of Pinata Step 8 for discussion at this session, and that it had requested members to submit relevant information on the availability of scientific data to the 18th session of the committee in order to allow the commission to decide on the inclusion of the ractopamine in the priority list for evaluation by JECFA. The 31st session further agrees that this session will decide on the adoption of the MRL for ractopamine based on the report of the 18th session of the CCRVDF. The 18th session of CCRVDF concluded that there was no significant new data available.
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you're giving us history we know. Can you let us, I apologize for interrupting you, but can you please share with us your final recommendation? Please, I'm sorry to interrupt.
What we are saying is that since the information that we have and the details that has been given by JECFA support the science process, therefore we should abide by that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And again, my apologies, but we need to try to focus on being even briefer than normal. I appreciate your understanding. Poland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Poland shares all concerns expressed by a lot of delegations. We think that high precautions in this case is necessary. Therefore, Poland supports proposal to return the standards to step 6. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Belize, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the JECFA Secretariat explanation. I think consumption patterns and exposure levels are very relevant, and if there is some data out there from developing countries, I think that needs to be taken into consideration. So I would suggest, I think it's more prudent to go back to step 6 for further consideration. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. United Kingdom, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have some points, but I'd better put them in note form. First of all, there are large areas of the world where countries don't have MRLs. The biggest consumers and producers of pig meat have concerns and urge caution. The issue of metabolites needs to be looked at. We'd be nervous about adopting today and finding out about problems when too late. So to repeat, we don't support adoption today. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Croatia, please.
European Community and China's view. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam. Portugal, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Very briefly, following your suggestion, Portugal supports the European Community position, but allow me to say that we're talking about a beta agonist for growth promotion, and we are concerned regarding the impact of approval on human health and on consumer confidence in the safety of the products derived from animals treated with ractopamine. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Georgia, please.
Thank you, Chair. Georgia fully supports the position of the European Community to set standards for further consideration at step 6. Thank you.
You, Madam, Czech Republic, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have heard a lot of judgments today from the Secretariat, but the JECFA evaluation should take place first in our view. We think that veterinary drugs should not be allowed with the aim to increase animal production, and it's not ethical in our view as well. Therefore, Czech Republic, Madam Chair, would like to return the draft MRL to step 6. Thank you.
Thank you, delegates. We have completed then this one round. I have said that we'll take a second round only from the European community, from China, and from Brazil, which hosted the CCRVDF, and from the USA. So I see your flag, New Zealand, but you explained your first intervention was quite eloquent. If you can indulge me and the community of countries here, we won't go for a complete second round, or we will be here the rest of our lives. So I will turn first to the European community for your second comment, please. European community, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A very interesting debate. And clearly I can only speak from the European community perspective. But I can only once more highlight the sensitivity of this issue for European consumers. In Europe, we have a stated position. We do not approve the use of beta agonists to increase animal product production. There's full support and consensus on this subject. By all accounts, we take account of the work of JECFA and the CCVRDF. And indeed, on this particular subject of ractopamine, a great deal of valuable work has been done. But by the admission of the CCRVDF itself, there are still outstanding issues. They acknowledge that China had submitted some very relevant and interesting data, and that is to be found in the report of the CCRVDF itself. And let me remind colleagues that in the report, in paragraph 21, it was concluded that while there was no significant new data presented by the European community that would justify the inclusion of ractopamine in the priority list, this related for a complete re-evaluation. So this was a very qualified statement. And furthermore, in assessing the data from China, the committee did acknowledge that there were important data gaps. And I think we would be making a great mistake as an international rulemaking body if we were to proceed with the adoption of this standard given these uncertainties. And frankly, I was very unconvinced by the remarks of certain members to the effect that if there are additional findings after the adoption of the standard, then it will have to be reviewed. I would ask you to imagine a scenario arising where we did find that there was substance to China's concerns and that in the interim we had adopted a standard. Our credibility would be destroyed. And for this reason alone, CCRVDF deserves another opportunity to re-evaluate the substance on the basis of a further full JECFA evaluation. Thank you.
Thank you, European community. We'll take the second round of comment, second comment from China now. China, please.
谢谢主席女士。 我这次发言是想针对捷克法秘书处的问题做一些回应。我们认为刚才捷克法秘书处已经对莱格多巴胺的风险评估 对中国的提供的数据要做出安排，意味着捷克法尚未对中国的试验数据提出正式的书面的评价报告。申请公司与我们实验室之间的沟通，表明他们现在的试验资料不支持游离物与结合物的比例关系。目前，该公司 正在欧洲进行这方面的研究，有关的实验结果要在今年秋季才能出来。捷克法是我们唯一可以信赖的风险评估机构，我们在座的所有代表团都非常尊重捷克法这个组织及专家的科学性、权威性和公正性。第18次 CCRVDF 会议 已经做出了把莱格多巴胺列入优先评价清单的正确的决策，我们理应继续朝着这个方向、正确的方向前进。在捷克法没有正式的书面报告、评价报告出来之前，一些问题还没有完全清楚之前，我们强烈反对通过该标准。谢谢。
Thank you, sir. Brazil, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Yo creo que hay tres principios básicos acá que tienen que ser llevados en consideración. Uno de ellos es la ciencia, el otro es la confianza y el otro son los procedimientos. Con relación a la ciencia, no hay ninguna duda que el debate científico ya fue hecho. O sea, no hay incertidumbre científica ninguna. El RECFA hizo su trabajo de la manera como tendría que hacerlo y la segunda intervención del RECFA fue muy clara con relación a los datos presentados por China. Entonces, con relación a la ciencia no hay ninguna duda. Con relación a la confianza, nosotros gostaríamos de subrayar la importancia de tener como base para las decisiones de la Comisión las instituciones científicas responsables por esto. O sea, más una vez hay que remarcar el trabajo que fue hecho por RECFA. O sea, hay que haber confianza en el trabajo hecho por RECFA y también fue muy clara la explanación de RECFA en este sentido. Y en el último punto, los procedimientos. Nosotros pensamos que la comisión año pasado dejó muy claro que la decisión cabería a la decisión científica de RECFA y a del comité específico. Fueron seguidos todos los procedimientos. Entonces, cualquier decisión que no sea la aprobación en trámite 8 va de encuentro de una forma completamente no acordada por esta comisión con relación a los procedimientos. O sea, los procedimientos demandan que realmente sea aprobada en el trámite 8 por la decisión que fue tomada año pasado por la comisión y que fue cuidadosamente seguida por el JECFA y por el comité específico. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Brazil. One observer organization, as I mentioned earlier, IFAH, I-F-A-H, has asked for the floor, and we will take their intervention at this point, and then we will take a short break. We are certainly going to do a lot of thinking up here. I suggest that the members of this body think again. Talk to someone, take the time, not a long time, but talk to someone you disagree with. See whether you can find common ground, if that's possible, in a few minutes. Sometimes it is, but we're going to take a while to think about our next step, and then we will make a proposal. So, IFAH, please. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. And I apologize for the near cardiac event I probably almost caused. The United States had asked and was given an opportunity for a second round of comment. Please, United States, my apologies. My apologies to all of you. And IFAH, I will get to you next. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. The United States supports the adoption of the MRL at step 8. We certainly sympathize and understand those who do not wish this meeting to turn into a committee meeting, a technical meeting, or a JECFA meeting. But the purpose, I just want to note, the purpose of having this discussion today and presenting this information was to assure us that the committee and JECFA have thoroughly studied the data and have made recommendations based on those data which take into account food safety for consumers. So now we're talking about codex process and following the process. And just to shed some light, I'd like to just note some points from the report of the committee on residues of veterinary drugs in food. First of all was the point that the United States made that was included in the report that the inclusion of the residue study from China in the priority list did not have any bearing on the adoption of the current MRLs for ractopamine that are at step 8 of the commission and are before us today. And the other point to make is that the committee concluded that there were no significant new data available that would justify the inclusion of ractopamine for complete revaluation by JECFA. And those are to be noted. So we're really talking about following our codex process. The integrity of codex is compromised if we deviate from the science-based process, which should guide our work here. This can lead to codex standards having less relevance and a weakening of codex and other premier international standard-setting body. I want to thank the delegation from Brazil for their very strong comments today, and finish by noting that I see no reason, there's been no reason demonstrated that this this adoption of that this standard should not be adopted, and certainly no reason to return it to the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, United States. IFA, I-F-A-H, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. IFA, as I explained yesterday, very much depends on the Commission carrying out scientific, science-based work, but they also need to be transparent and adhere to Commission procedures, and this has been very clearly explained by the intervention of the U.S. and especially Brazil. That at the moment it is a question of the process that needs to be followed. To sum it up, we're against having the MRLs sent back to step six because this commission has been assured that the science has been taken into account, has been adhered, and the recommended MRLs are safe, and obviously we'd compromise our own industry if we didn't support safe MRLs, if our consumers aren't safe, it's no use. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam. We'll take a time to think now. I won't call it a break. Please don't leave the room. And then we will sum up and attempt to suggest a way forward. Thank you for your indulgence.